Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Let the celebrations begin. That 4th of July parade is in Three Lakes, Wisconsin. People have already started grabbing good spots for fireworks shows around the country that are a minimum of 8 hours away. AAA says Americans will set a 4th of July travel record. And in Atlanta, some advice from CBS's Dave Malkoff.
If you're going to travel out this weekend, try to avoid Sunday, because that is going to be the hardest day of travel.
President Trump is back in Washington and getting ready for his own 4th of July celebration. CBS's Nicole Skanga says he's spoken with Ukraine's President Zelensky after last night's massive attack by Russia.
Well, he expressed disappointment over the war in Ukraine. When it comes to his domestic agenda, the president is enjoying much more success. He's getting ready to sign the spending and budget package, one he calls the Big Beautiful Bill, here at the White House later today.
CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. The heat is topping the news this holiday, and if you're out enjoying 4th of July festivities, the big reminder is to drink a lot of water. Officials across the state are also saying if you're driving anywhere, to keep an extra eye on the roads with the heat. There's a good chance the pavement can buckle, causing an emergency situation. If you're facing an emergency, you may feel you can count on firefighters in your area to help. But there's a new report out about the departments across our state, and it shows rural areas in particular are facing serious challenges. The Reliability of Wisconsin's Fire Service survey includes responses from more than 400 fire chiefs. This represents more than half of the departments, and some of the surprising answers, 85% of rural firefighters are volunteer. Close to 50% say they are responding to calls with less staff than required, and most are also saying there just isn't enough funding to pay their department's expenses. The results of this report will be used to push forward for better community safety. And speaking of safety, there are a few things to remember if you are planning to enjoy the water. Here's Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to boat responsibly if they plan to get out on the water for the holiday weekend. According to a press release, the four leading causes of watercraft crashes are inexperience, not paying enough attention, general recklessness, and speeding. Officials also say most people who drown in boating-related accidents know how to swim, but become incapacitated or weighed down in the water. Residents out on the water should stay sober and always wear a life jacket for their own safety.
You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. Happy 4th of July. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers head to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers are in Miami tonight to kick off a three-game weekend series against the Marlins. The Brewers losing last night 3-2 against the Mets. New York taking the series 2-1. David Peterson with the win. The Brewers' Jose Quintana with the loss against his former team. Manager Pat Murphy says they just couldn't get the ball to bounce the right way last night.
Why you play 162, you know, because you're going to have a game like this where, you know, home runs foul, you know, and the ground ball's just out of reach or just under your glove, and that would have been a double play. And, you know, I mean, it's a different game, but that's why you play them all. And you just, we didn't score more runs than them. We didn't get the timely hit when we needed it. And, yeah, a couple calls went against us, and that's part of it.
Some good news for the Brewers bullpen. Veteran Brandon Woodruff now set to make his first start in nearly 2 years Sunday in Miami against the Marlins. With Sports, on Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We're going to get to around 93 for a high this afternoon, but that heat index is going to be climbing into the upper 90s to near 100. Tonight, we'll drop into the low to mid 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 84.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special Independence Day edition of the show featuring some of our tours around what makes Wisconsin great and free brewer tickets to give away. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is 93.5 The Tap.
.samhsa.gov. Talk early. Talk often. Get others involved. A message from the U.S. DHHS and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. Justice Sotomayor, I read to you from parts of her dissent this morning, and she read that live from the bench this morning. This is rare. Justices rarely read their decisions or their dissents, but Sotomayor, and according to the people who were in the courtroom, it apparently really pissed off the conservative justices, the Republican justices. Pretty remarkable. I just it's actually quite remarkable when you consider what this is all about. Which brings us to Rick Wilson. Rick Wilson, I think he's been on this show. Didn't he write the book Everything Trump Touches Dies, I think? But anyway, a former Republican guy, consultant, he co-founded the Lincoln Project. And he's talking about how the Build Back Better, the Big Beautiful Bill, the BBB, is increasingly a poison pill for the Republican Party. So chances are it will still pass, but the impact next fall will be severe. And then he asks rhetorically why, and points out that basically the numbers are brutal. When people learn about what's in this tax cut for billionaires, gut our Medicaid to pay for it bill, by 2-to-1 margin, they oppose it. He says once voters learn almost anything about the bill, the support slips. He says the broader electorate sees it for what it is, a reckless, regressive, gold-plated disaster. And for a party obsessed with ratings, this bill is shaping up to be a box office bomb. This is starting to get real interesting because you've got senators who are saying there's parts of this we don't like. You've got members of the House saying, the things the Senate is doing we don't like. The Senate has made it even harder to get Medicaid. I mean, it's just increasingly wild. Meanwhile, Gavin Newsom, taking a cue from Dominion Voting Systems, has sued Fox News for $787 million in damages. That's the amount that Dominion got from Fox in their court case. And, it got appealed and it got upheld. And so Gavin Newsom, what he's talking about is when Trump called out the National Guard, he and Trump had a phone conversation, but several days later, or several days before that, they had a phone conversation. But then days later on June 10th, Trump claimed to reporters that the day before, June 9th, he had had a phone conversation with Newsom and that, Newsom was basically okay with what Trump was doing. And Newsom immediately went on X and said there was no call, not even a voicemail. Americans should be alarmed that a president deploying Marines into our streets doesn't even know who he's talking to. Trump then reaches out to Fox News with anchor John Roberts and says, here's my screenshot of my call log showing a 16-minute call on June 6th. But see, on the 10th, he had said it was on the 9th. So, yes, there was a call on the 6th. And so, and then Mr. Waters also played a clip of Trump's statement about the call, but removed the president saying that the call occurred a day ago, excuse me, which was the lie, according to Gavin Newsom. So Gavin Newsom is saying Trump's lying about me, and he's suing him. You know, I'm just not a fan of people suing the media, but that, you know, probably reflects my bias as having been a member of the media since I was a teenager. I think it's troubling. It's very troubling. So, all that said, what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's up?
Well, I have a scene from here in Idaho, and it's the public lands and this rush to sell them for no reason. And the news is covering the Senate parliamentarian ruling that Senator Lee's addition to the Senate version of selling 2.5 million acres of BLM and Forest Service land doesn't fit the definition of a reconciliation bill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what they're covering, even on my local news stations here in Idaho. But immediately, Mr. Lee put an amended version in. He eliminated the Forest Service portion of that and just made it BLM land and tried to rein it in and say, well, it has to be, the sale has to happen within 5 miles of a population area. And that's just a million acres right there.
Mm.
They're not stopping. This, they've done it before. I've living here in Idaho, with where I am and who I live with, I've been trying to understand, what is it with Utah that this is a bug in their bonnet? They've been doing this for decades. A decade ago, it was Jason Chadwick out of the House. He changed the rules of that particular Congress so that these federal lands could just be sold without any consideration. You can buy and sell federal land now, but there has to be a reason and it has to make sense.
Mm.
Okay? And I can go make a mining claim if I want to, you know, do the work. Anybody can. It's still allowed. You just have to follow the rules and deal with them.
And the same with a grazing opportunity.
Well, yes, but, you know, these ranchers, they don't own 40,000 acres. They may own a couple, 4,000 or 5,000, but they're grazing on another tens and tens of thousands that they're renting.
Mm-hmm.
And the price of the land sale on the House version that got eliminated thanks to a couple of stand-up House Republicans, you know, they were just going to sell it for a buck an acre.
Mm-hmm.
The BLM rents grazing land to a buck 25 or a buck 50 per cow per season.
Right.
You know, you just sell it right off. And anyway, the rules that exist for that did exist for how you sell this federal land had to do, does it make economic sense? Will it be preserved? And I just want to say, ever since our founding and the original 13 colonies, the feds have always been awarding land to the states to make, to, so the states could operate their schools and whatnot to be a state government.
Yeah, Lincoln
government.
Did that with the Morrill Act.
Right. Created. Now, I want you to look. Of all the lands from the former expansion to here, you find me a state east of the Mississippi that has more than 5 or 10% of land open for recreation for people. I mean, hunting, fishing, you know, some camping. Mm-hmm. You come out here to the west, it averages 50% of all this land open to hunt and fish.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think people come to Idaho? The beautiful nature that you can get into. They don't come here just to sit and look at the hot, wet desert weather in the summer and the cold winters. It's the nature. But they just want to eliminate it, and they are not going to stop.
Oh, and there's money to be made.
Well, yeah.
You know, you've got Republican donors, particularly in the cattle industry and the extraction industries, who and you know, which includes lumber as well as fossil fuels. And you know, mining, and they're looking at these public lands and going, hey, you know, we can make money with this stuff, and we can kick that money back to Republican politicians, and those Republican politicians are thus writing the laws to facilitate it. I mean, this is just, this is Citizens United 101, Susan.
I get it, and it's not like they could never have this access before. Like this rule change about building roads that has been had been restricted for two decades. Well, you know what? If you negotiate with the feds, you get what you want. Idaho and Colorado have a separate agreement with the feds where we can go into our pristine wildernesses with a plan and a reason to build roads to do what we need to do to, you know, let our state operate. You know, it is able to do, and they are lying through their teeth. I just want people to understand this isn't over. Please keep your ears open. But I would recommend just looking at the Wilderness Society every day. They have the best updates and what those people are up to. It's easy to see, you know, they consolidate all the information. I'm not a advocate, you know, I'm just saying it's a free place to go look for information because you're not going to find it in your local news. Because the whole, even on NPR, look, the parliamentarian took away this, you know, bad 2 million acre sale. No, it's that one, but now we already have another 1 million acre substitute.
Yep.
It's not going to stop as long as these people are in power. As you say, it's Citizens United. I don't know what to do with these people around here. They're all united against it, but they vote for these people. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, somebody needs to point out to them, you know, who this is benefiting. Susan, thank you very much for the call. Great rant. It's 15 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at mda75.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Oh.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Well, I woke up this morning, turned on my screen, saw Trump and Musk in a Twitter war scene. One said, "I bought the Senate." The other said, "So I bought the man who runs your favorite show." They're punching and posting and flexing their might while the rest of us wonder who shut off the light. Democracy's wheezing in a billionaire fog as Justice Roberts walks his billionaire dog. Who owns America? Is it Bezos, Musk, or Vlad? Who bought the Constitution with a platinum Amex pad? It ain't we the people, that ship's in distress. It's a yacht club cage match in a democracy mess. Oh, say, can you see? We've been repossessed.
Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's up?
Well, I got two real quick points for you. And I'm starting to see a lot of it out online and in feeds, stuff like that. Where the heck are our Democratic leaders? I see Chris Murphy out there. I see Representative Stansberry, AOC, and Bernie. But that's about it. I would think they'd be out there screaming about what's going on, trying to stop it. But it seems to be the sense of everybody out that they're not doing anything. And we're screaming, do something, to let us know you're there. They're not doing that.
Yeah, you would.
And that is really frustrating. And if they don't start doing it, they're not going to have anybody left to support them come 26.
I agree. Ken Martin seems to think that his job as chair of the DNC is to raise money. And that's obviously and certainly a big part of it. But
I get 15 to 20 of those a day asking for money. And they keep asking for money. So we're going to do this. And they don't do it.
Yeah.
They just ask for more.
I would argue that the leader of the DNC is the leader of the DNC. He's the head of the Democratic Party at the moment. And he should be out there making policy statements and putting together a shadow cabinet and pushing back. And I'm very disappointed that he's not. John, thank you for the call. Don in Watertown, South Dakota. Hey Don, mm-hmm. What's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Yeah, right, Tom. Assuming this crooked Supreme Court will allow another presidential election, I think we have to elect a Democrat and pack the Supreme Court. I mean, this has gone on too long.
I'm with you.
This, of course, a wholly owned subsidiary of MAGA.
Yeah, Biden should have done it.
Yeah, he should have. But I think now, if we elect a Democrat, I think the will be there to do something about the Supreme
Court. Yeah, it may. I mean, had Biden tried to do it, Sinema and Manchin would have stopped him anyway. But
yeah, that's what I mean. I think now is a good time to try it. And it won't do any good to impeach the ones on there already, because Trump will just dip into the cesspool sewer and dig out some more of the same.
Yeah. Yeah, the big question is going to be the state of the economy next year, frankly. I think it was the state of the economy and COVID that took down Trump in 2020. We have to recognize that as the racist in chief, as the guy who is most responsible for making sure that, you know, black and brown people can't get into this country and are being evicted from this country, Donald Trump has a lot of popularity among white people in America. I mean, you know, it's just, it's Woodrow Wilson all over again. And Wilson was a Democrat, for God's sake. But, you know, it's here we are. So, yeah, I get it.
Why can't we just ignore the Supreme Court like Trump does?
Well, because there's other courts that will enforce their rulings. They won't enforce them against Trump, but they certainly would enforce them against you and me. Don, thanks for the call. Mark in Sauk City, Wisconsin. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Yeah, well, first I mentioned that Bill Moyers passed away, I think, yesterday.
It's a loss. He was a good man. He and I corresponded a number of times, and I spent a weekend with him at Norman Lear's house in Vermont, him and his wife, years ago. And what a remarkable man. We had
used to watch him all the time, but I can't help but think that because Article 1, Section 9 prohibits ex post facto law, mm-hmm. that anybody who is a citizen today, born prior to this decision, that is actually a citizen, because you can't change the rules, and it's actually supposed to be Congress that is supposed to be adjusting any kind of naturalization Article 1, Section 8. You know, Congress is supposed to be setting the naturalization rules, not the President of the United States.
Correct.
And I would point that out.
It's going to be interesting to see if there are any states now that take Trump's executive order to heart and start refusing to issue birth certificates to children who are born of people who are not U.S. citizens. I'm guessing that there will be, and that's going to be the basis of what gets us to the Supreme Court this fall. But we'll see.
And I'd recommend for people, rather than just getting a copy of the Constitution, there's some really good issues of the Federalist Papers there. Mine actually, a Clinton-Rostier edition that actually has the Declaration of Independence and the Articles of Confederation, in addition to annotated Federalist Papers in the original language, which is useful to read.
Yeah, they're fascinating. The other thing that's really worth reading is James Madison's notes on the Constitutional Convention.
Yes, and including in James Madison, I was reading that he was condemned slavery. Mm-hmm. I think it's, well, in 20 years, slavery, because it's a barbarous practice, maybe it'll be gone.
Yeah.
Many of the slaveholders who
were in the Constitutional Convention were openly opposed to slavery. Jefferson was openly opposed to slavery for most of his life. Tried to stop it multiple times. Didn't work, but yeah. Mark, thanks for the call. Excellent points all. 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinair will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. The heat is topping the news this holiday, and if you're out enjoying 4th of July festivities, the big reminder is to drink a lot of water. Officials across the state are also saying if you're driving anywhere, to keep an extra eye on the roads with the heat. There's a good chance the pavement can buckle, causing an emergency situation. If you're facing an emergency, you may feel you can count on firefighters in your area to help. But there's a new report out about the departments across our state, and it shows rural areas in particular are facing serious challenges. The Reliability of Wisconsin's Fire Service survey includes responses from more than 400 fire chiefs. This represents more than half of the departments, and some of the surprising answers, 85% of rural firefighters are volunteer. Close to 50% say they are responding to calls with less staff than required, and most are also saying there just isn't enough funding to pay their department's expenses. The results of this report will be used to push forward for better community safety. And speaking of safety, there are a few things to remember if you are planning to enjoy the water. Here's Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to boat responsibly if they plan to get out on the water for the holiday weekend. According to a press release, the four leading causes of watercraft crashes are inexperience, not paying enough attention, general recklessness, and speeding. Officials also say most people who drown in boating-related accidents know how to swim, but become incapacitated or weighed down in the water. Residents out on the water should stay sober and always wear a life jacket for their own safety.
You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. Happy 4th of July. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We're going to get to around 93 for a high this afternoon, but that heat index is going to be climbing into the upper 90s to near 100. Tonight, we'll drop into the low to mid 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 85.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy Independence Day. On the next show, enjoy a special best of episode. And while we're off enjoying family, friends, food, fun, and fireworks, don't miss your chance to win Brewers tickets with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, I've discovered a new men's deodorant that not only really works, but smells great. Mando. It was created as a high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. Deodorants are used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com to get 20% off site-wide. And just use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out.
Now he's sending troops to settle old score from L.A. streets to the Capitol's dome. He's making this land feel less like home. He's a dictator with a MAGA crown, turning our freedoms upside down. Laughs off the laws, says it's just a game, but democracy's torch is losing its flame. Deportations rise, rights decline.
Past the hour, picking up your calls here. Chris in Dallas. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
How you going today? I want to ask, with today's decision of birthright citizenship and more foundational black Americans agreeing with Trump policies, how do you think the Democratic Party will cover and galvanize black Americans to vote again when the political views don't align with black American values, especially with more of them moving away from the people of color coalition and the minority coalition facade?
I haven't seen the Democratic Party moving away from black people. What are you talking about, Chris?
No, I'm saying black people moving away from the Democratic Party.
Why do you think that's happening?
Because I really feel like the people of color in the minority coalition has negatively affected black Americans, and that's why you see more black Americans kind of like owning up to their Americanness and separating themselves from immigrants of color lately.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, black people are not immune from racism and misogyny, and so there are some black people who are going to be, you know, I mean, you got Kanye out there talking, you know, doing his Heil Hitler. So there are some black people who hate brown people or who hate women or who hate Jews, and they're going to move to the Republican Party. I don't see why anybody else who's black would, but I don't see why anybody else who's white would either, frankly, other than being rich. What am I missing?
I think it's more of like the benign neglect since the late 60s have like impacted more black people, and then like lumping black Americans up with like people of color, like it's one big group. And
well, what would the opposite of benign neglect look like?
I mean, honestly, like I'm from Texas, and like I'm a descendant of slaves, and how I look at it, more black people are understanding like you can't get rid of racism, so we mostly are getting to the point where you can go somewhere where racism you can deal with, because you can't force somebody to like you or deal with you, so you might as well deal with like-minded people or
well, you can use the law.
Not necessarily always in black people favor, because you know we people pay our politicians, people pay our judges,
sure, and there's screwing white people too. but I get your point.
Yeah, I understand that, but you know, when it comes down to how like black people think, like kind of how most people lump all black people the same. That's kind of how like black people look at the system and just white people. Period.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's more people starting to understand the values of the Reconstruction period of the separate but equal, and I understand why a lot of black people are supporting the birthright citizenship decision. Because when you kind of look at it, it does, right, supposed to apply to just descendants of slaves. And then you have to be nationalized if you're not a descendant of slaves, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So you just don't want more brown people becoming citizens?
I don't care if they become citizens or not. I just feel like the way they path to citizenship shouldn't be used through the way black Americans receive citizenship.
I get it. I'm not a big fan of birthright tourism, for example. You know, people coming to the United States just to drop a baby. I think there should be reasonable limits on it, but that's not what the Constitution says. So anyhow, Chris, thank you for sharing your opinions. I'm appreciative of it. Thank you. Abby in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Hey, Abby, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How are you doing? I want to flag Robert Reich's Substack article this morning about how people, or what he calls centrist Democrats, what I would like to call Wall Street Democrats, are clutching their pearls in agony as if it's the end of the world that an actual progressive is going to occupy the Democratic Party line for mayor in this next election.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to remind... What's that?
In New York City, yeah.
Yeah. I want to remind Wall Street Democrats of how they treated progressives in every election of my adult life. I mean, I've been a progressive, backing progressives from Dennis Kucinich to Bernie Sanders, and every
George
time
McGovern.
A Wall Street Democrat wins the nomination, they tell us that we have to now all get in line and stand up and salute to this Wall Street Democrat because they're better than the Wall Street Republican that's running against them.
Right.
Now, here they are threatening to back Adams or Cuomo on a third party line and just acting in any way from just ignoring the election altogether out to outright sabotage. It's time for them to obey the same words that they told to us. It's time to get in line, stand up, and back the Democrat that's on the ballot rather than just whine and complain about, oh my God, it's a progressive. What are we going to do?
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Abby.
I'm pretty upset by the way these people are acting.
Yeah, well, you know, they're protecting their income, basically. I mean, the people you're calling the Wall Street Democrats, I call them the problem solver Democrats or the on the take Democrats or the corporate Democrats. You know, they're making serious money and have huge employment opportunities after they leave Congress. If they do a lot of favors.
And then when they get elected, they don't do anything. They don't do anything.
Well, at least
for the
not anything for you and me. You know, they do a lot for the bankers and for the insurance companies and, you know, all that sort of thing. No, I agree with you.
Expect us progressives to get excited about them where all the excitement is on the progressive wing of the party.
I agree. Abby, well said. Thank you very much. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Say, I have a movie that maybe folks would like to watch this weekend. I mean,
you're fading out, Diane. Can you get your mouth closer to the microphone? Because I can't hear you.
B-A-D-F-A-I-T-H. And it's a movie about, it's a feature-length documentary that explores the dangerous rise of Christian nationalism in the United States. It's part archival chronicled, meaning, film from the past. Mm-hmm. Original film, and part expose, and the film reveals the secretive political machinery that has relentlessly sought to weaken and destroy American democracy in order to promote an authoritarian, I would almost say, a theocracy vision. Mm-hmm. And you can see it on Tubi for free, Peacock, Amazon Prime, Apple TV, and even on YouTube. So everyone has an opportunity to tap into this. And it's got the GOP and Reagan, Christian white nationalists, evangelical churches.
Right.
Project 2025 is part of this. Yes,
Diane, you had faded out there in the beginning. Could you tell us the name of the movie again, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
I can.
How's this?
What's the name of the movie?
Can you hear me? Bad Faith. B-A-D.
Bad Faith, okay.
F-A-I-T-H. And Rotten Tomatoes gave it 100%, and it's all about the Christian white nationalism.
Gone from there.
Okay, could, yeah.
Yeah, just, it's a good one.
People should watch it this week and for the 4th of July.
There you go.
It's eye-opening.
Okay. Diane, thank you very much. Great talking with you. It's 44 minutes past the hour. That's right, 4th of July is coming up. Holy cow. It's 44 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. Stay with us. I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. I've been shopping at Quince for some time now. In fact, my favorite sweater is an all cotton and cashmere sweater that just is so comfortable. And it looks great. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home.
Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and even your dark spot reducers. Made in the U.S. with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise loves this stuff. She swears by it. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize your wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. Vibrance.com/Tom. And welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Lee in Jonesboro, Tennessee. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thank you so much for taking my call. I got a couple of quick questions, and I very much appreciate your unvarnished opinion. My first question is this. Do you think that the recent decisions made by the Senate parliamentarian are going to stand, or is the Republicans party in the Senate just going to ignore it and violate Senate rules? And my second question is, and you touched on this very briefly with the previous caller, in 2026 and 2028, do you think we're even going to have elections, or is Trump going to try to find some excuse to declare martial law, postpone or invalidate the elections, or just have so much massive voter suppression that if we do have elections in 2026 and 2028, will the will of the people, you know, even be heard?
Well, the will of the people wasn't heard in 2024. Over 4 million people were prevented from voting or their votes weren't counted, as Greg Palast documents. And that's what put Trump in the White House. But and I expect a whole hell of a lot more of that in the next 3 years over the 26-28 elections. Whether there will even be elections or not, I'd say probably the odds are 80-90% that there will be. The odds that they'll be rigged, at least in the red states, 90-100%. like I said earlier, I think that one of the reasons Trump hasn't declared a state of emergency under the Insurrection Act is because he's waiting for the elections to do that. But we'll see. With regard to respecting the wishes of the parliamentarian, When Democrats were in control of the House and Senate, and Joe Biden wanted his debt relief, in a reconciliation bill, this was debt relief for student borrowers. The Senate parliamentarians stripped it out. And on this program, I yelled and screamed about it and said, that Schumer should ignore her and fire her. I really went off on it. It's the same parliamentarian. It's the same person. And she's telling the Republicans they can't do it. And Schumer ignored me and respected her opinion, which is probably the right thing to do. Whether John Thune, who's the Senate Republican leader now, he's taken over from Mitch McConnell, and he'll be the decider on this, basically. Whether he's going to respect her wishes or not is unknown at this moment. But my guess is that he will. And that they're going to have to go back to the drawing board. So we'll see how it shakes out.
Thune stated that he was going to honor what the Senate parliamentarian decided. But I'm just worried whether or not that's going to stand, if he's going to be,
I think he will.
You know, pressured.
I think he will. It's going
to change his mind.
Be,
I hope so.
You know, just like when the parliamentarians screwed the Democrats and there was lots of sturm und drang on the left, you know, including myself, I think you'll have, you know, lots of ranting and raving on the right and on Fox News and whatnot. But I suspect it'll hold. Lee, thank you for the call. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi. I'm surprised that there hasn't been more said about the fact that there was no nuclear radiation after this bombing anywhere. Mm-hmm. And the UN's people couldn't find trees. There wasn't a raised level. The only level that was raised was when the Israelis were bombing the nuclear sites in Iran.
Yeah.
So
you're right. And there were also trucks that were removing canisters from that area in the days before the bombing. Trump kind of telegraphed the bombing. And the uranium apparently is held in canisters about the size of a scuba tank. So it's quite portable.
Uh-huh.
And we're only talking about 800 kilograms of the stuff, you know, a little over 1,000 pounds, 1,500 pounds. So I'm guessing that they got it all out of there. And
Well, one of the things that Trump said is it's so heavy you can't move it.
I don't think
he was aware of forklifts at the time.
But, and that if it's in, you know, uranium is heavy. It's one of the heaviest elements.
Yeah.
You know, it's about four times as heavy as iron. But at least based on its atomic number, you know. But
right.
If that's the case, that doesn't mean that, you know, that would mean that a cylinder, you know, a scuba tank size cylinder of uranium, you know, if it was steel, it would probably weigh, what, 100, 200 pounds. If it's uranium, it probably weighs 400, 500 pounds. But you're right. They have invented these things called forklifts. And you could also, you know, if old fashioned, you can just get four or five guys going heave-ho.
Right. I do know a 3-inch sphere of highly activated uranium. Anyway, is about 14 pounds, a 3-inch ball of that.
Oh, that's interesting.
Material.
Yeah.
And, well, that's the size they usually have to bring, maybe a little bit bigger, to be put into a bomb.
Right.
And
but this is one of the questions that people on both the left and the right are asking is, you know, if you blew up that site, where did the radiation go? One theory is that everything just collapsed in on top of it. And that's the theory that the Trump folks are promoting. They may be right. The assertions on either side are just speculation right now.
What would Iran do with a nuclear bomb anyway? They're going to bomb Israel. They're going to bomb Jerusalem.
They're going to do the same thing North Korea and everybody else is doing with nuclear bombs. They're going to say, you hit me, I'll hit you back.
That's why they got it. That's
right.
Because they
it's
were the
mutually assured destruction.
Of evil.
Yeah, it's deterrence.
Right.
I'm with you. Bill, good to hear from you. Thank you so much for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break with more of your calls and more of the news of the day. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Speaking the truth, the multinational corporations would really rather you didn't know all about it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Independence Day is bringing heavy rain to the southwest, heat to the Midwest, and wind to the west coast. Meteorologist John Elliott says the Northeast may have lucked out.
A fantastic fourth. Numbers are nice and humidity values are nice and low as well.
A reminder that 4th of July fireworks can be frightening and stressful to pets.
You want to make sure that you create a safe space in your home, one that's quiet, maybe give them their favorite toy or blanket.
Kelsey Pizzi with the Animal Foundation of Las Vegas says more pets run off on the 4th than any other day. President Trump signs his big, beautiful budget bill into law today. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The bill increases spending for border security and the military and extends the 2017 Trump tax cuts, while also making cuts to the safety net programs such as SNAP, the food assistance program, and Medicaid.
It could add trillions to the deficit. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.